Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:03. Going to top out at 29 today. We've got a guest in studio, Ted Takasaki, master fisherman. Welcome.
Hey, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Welcome back. I guess you've been here a few times.
I love his last name. It's just fun to say.
It's kind of like the motorcycle, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Kawasaki, Takasaki.
Yeah, that's pretty close. So the Empire Sportsman Show is this weekend out at the Arena and Convention Center. Starts on Thursday, goes through Sunday. What are we going to be seeing out there, Ted?
Oh, I tell you what, there's everything for anybody who loves the outdoors. I mean, if you're talking boats and fast ones, there's lots of those out there. Water skiing type of boats and jet skiing kind of boats. And, you know, if you want to take a vacation somewhere warm or somewhere just to relax or go fishing, there's a lot of resorts out there as well. All under one roof. You can talk to the owner of a resort and really look them in the eye and determine whether you want to spend the week there or not.
Yeah, that would make a difference, I think.
No doubt about that. A lot different than surfing the internet where you don't even know, you know, what they're all about or who's going to be taking care
right.
of you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So I see that you are speaking out there this weekend, the deadliest lure for walleye.
No doubt about that. In order to find out what it is, you got to come out to the sports show.
See? That's a great idea. It looks like there's a lot of different speakers and there's other special attractions going on
exactly
as well.
Twiggy the water skiing squirrel, if you've got kids, I mean that's an exhibit.
Is that
you've got
the
to see.
Water skiing squirrel,
it is the water skiing. If you've never seen a squirrel water ski,
everyone has seen that
go.
YouTube video.
What time is that? When are they going to be doing that? Like, is there different times?
There's several times. In fact, Twiggy is going to be on Thursday at 7 o'clock tonight, 2 o'clock on Friday, 5 o'clock on Friday, and 7:30, noon on Saturday, 2:30 on Saturday, 6 o'clock on Saturday, and then 1:30, 11:30, 1:30, and 4 o'clock on Sunday.
I
so number different opportunities.
I
want
to bring the girls to see that. That would be so much fun.
How many times have you seen that video?
A ton, but I want to see it in person.
Oh yeah, definitely.
There is a difference in person versus video because I looked at it, you know, and I couldn't believe it.
That's so awesome.
I'm not even talking about seeing the video. I'm just like, I didn't even know. I just thought it was some random video. I didn't know it was actually something that was still around. The Twiggy was still around.
This is so cool. Plus, you can meet cougar cubs.
Oh, yeah.
Cougar cubs.
Yeah.
He's going to play the cougar sound effect if you can
find it. First.
Fingers the raccoon, too. You get to meet
and a raccoon.
Him. Yeah, raccoon.
Very cool.
Whole bunch of critters from the outdoors are over
and
there.
And I see there is stuff for the kids to do as well.
Yeah, there's kids fishing clinics on both Saturday and Sunday, given by the pros from Cabela's. And then there's a live trout pond where they can catch fish right there at the trout pond. In fact, you know, it's inexpensive for the family to go because kids under 5 get in free. Kids from 6 to 12 are in for $2.50. And adults are only $7.
Yeah,
so for the whole family,
expensive
it's not
at all.
Bad.
And I have to say that this looks like a good place for single women to go.
Oh, no doubt about that. There's a lot of guys running around on that sports show.
It's also a great place for married guys to go. And I'm not talking about the single women either.
I was just saying for me to go look for guys would be a great place to go.
Just stay away from the married ones, all right?
I look for rings.
Okay. All right. Well, the Sioux Empire Sportsman Show this weekend at the Arena and Convention Center today through Sunday. Opens up tonight at 5, noon tomorrow, and then 10 on Saturday and Sunday. Ted Takasaki, thank you very much for stopping in this morning.
Hey, thank you very much for having me, and you know, have a great further on career here after this, Mel. I'm sure everybody's going to be missing you.
Thank you so much. That's very nice of you to say.
You bet.
We have got some tickets to the Sportsman Show if you want those. Give us a shout right now, 361-555-7, caller 10. Got a 4-pack of them for you right now. Here's Fun and Carry On.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel.
Hot 104.7.
Hi.
What up?
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Lindsay Lohan may have been drinking just before she crashed her Porsche last June on Pacific Coast Highway, TMZ has learned. Nevertheless, prosecutors are offering her a brand new plea deal that does not involve jail. Law enforcement sources tell TMZ that a bottle of alcohol was found next to Lindsay's Porsche and were told her breath smelled of alcohol, but for some reason, cops did not perform a field sobriety test at the scene of the crash.
I am completely shocked by this news.
You are?
Completely.
Okay. The Santa Monica city attorney is prepared to offer Lindsay 60 days in a residential rehab facility and for her lying to cops case where she says she wasn't driving the Porsche. That's 4 months less than the original offer. And slow week on Billboard album charts with not a single new album debuting in the top 10. Mumford & Sons remained number one with 63,000 copies. And the top debut is Buck Cherry's Confessions, which sold 18,000, down at number 20. On TV tonight, American Idol, Community, Project Runway, World's Dumbest, and Anger Management. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Your last dirt.
My last dirt.
And I have one last bone to pick with you.
Oh, boy.
After Bruno Mars, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
I'm a huge fan of yours, too. I mean, I'm obsessed with me and you.
Oh, this is going to be exciting.
I love it when you correct me when I'm talking about something different.
I know, but I just said that what it actually was.
I know. I was
telling
talking
you what
about,
it was.
I was talking about something completely different. How long till Thursday?
2 days.
And then you're out of here.
You're going to miss me.
Yeah, like a venereal disease. That was a good one, wasn't it?
So rude.
It was a lot of fun getting you. But
I think you should stop right now. You should stop.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Don't stop believing.
Last time I have to hear Journey.
I think deep down you like it.
So is it sinking in yet?
A little bit.
Yeah.
The tweet messages.
You're allowed
Facebook.
To. It's after nine. You're allowed to cry now.
I know. It is. Last night I think is when it finally started sinking in when I was making coffee. Because I make it ahead of time, so it starts brewing.
You'll be able to make it in the morning like normal people.
Yeah.
When you're not waking up at 4:30.
And it was starting to
sink
in.
Okay, hold on. Your alarm goes off at 4:30. What time do you actually roll out of the rack?
Like 4:45.
Really?
Yeah. I get ready super fast.
Okay. So it takes you 50 minutes to get ready and then drive the 20 minutes in?
Yeah, I set my clothes out the night before, so they're ready to go. And I always take a shower or bath the night before, so I don't have to shower
right.
and bathe
I do
the in the
same
morning.
Thing.
Yeah, that's too early.
No,
to
it's
that.
I
I'd rather sleep.
Unless I stink, I'm not showering in the morning.
Yeah.
Some of the tweets we've gotten this morning, a little bit of a who's who of local media.
Yeah.
Sean Neistat said, "Enjoy the last show, Mel." Linnea, who tweets us all the time.
One of my favorite listeners.
Yeah. She said that whoever is your replacement is going to have big shoes to fill. Well, of course they are. You wear like size 14.
I do not. They're 8.5. My favorite one from her is, "The Pope's last day is also Mel's last day." That's kind of funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I did not do that on purpose, but that's pretty awesome.
Jeff Rusak from KDLT said he's taking the long way to work to listen as much of your last show as possible. That was cool.
So sweet. Mike Hendrickson also tweeted.
One of my favorite people in this business in this town.
He's awesome. He said, "Hope Mel does not close the door on broadcasting. Hate to see talented, passionate people leave the business." That one.
How did I know you were going to read that yourself? Oh, I was trying to read them for you.
Oh, go ahead.
So you didn't have to
that one.
Do the self-boasting, but I forgot that you don't mind doing
that. I don't
that.
Mind doing that, no. That one.
That's the thing I'm going to miss the most.
You will.
On the show is all that humility you bring every single day. It's never about you. It's always about the team.
I don't know what you're talking about. That one got me right there pulling the heartstrings, Mike.
And then I have no idea what her name is. Must Love Dogs.
Oh,
I met her one time.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name, but her name isn't on her Twitter, so... she said that Ted guy has a laugh like Seth Rogen.
Kind of does.
Ted Takasagi, that was in here from the Sportsman Show. And Andy, hug Mel goodbye from all of us listeners.
Aw.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't think I'm going to hug you.
I'm not really a hugger. I'm just not. So.
There's been such nice tweets. You can still follow me. Today is, would be like you'd want to get on board today. Mel1047. And yeah. Then I'll change my Twitter handle tomorrow. So, but they'll still be able to kind of keep up with me if they'd like.
Yeah.
So.
And if you want to see pictures of food.
Yep.
You know.
I post that.
If that's interesting to you.
I post other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Pictures of yourself.
Yep. Selfies. Yep.
Lots of selfies.
And pictures of my girls.
I forgot to show you.
And my craft and decorating stuff.
The funniest selfie ever.
Okay.
I'll show that. I got to find it, though. I don't know what I did with
it. You still need to send that picture over of me holding Isaiah yesterday or a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. My bad. Anyway, so let's see here. Where the hell is that story I was going to do?
I don't know.
Maybe your replacement will be more organized than you and me.
And not have ADD.
And we'll be able to keep me on track better. I don't know that there's much hope for that.
I don't know.
But anyway, here it is. Those little bits of money you spend all day, every day, you know, you go buy lunch, you go get coffee, whatever you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much money that'll add up to in your entire career?
Don't even know if I want to know.
$131,000.
What?
In basically eating out and eating snacks out of vending machines
that
and stuff like that.
A lot.
Buying food away from home, not from the grocery store.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of makes you think twice about going and grabbing a taco later, doesn't it?
Kind of does.
Yeah.
Wow.
According to a new survey, the average worker spends $11.84 every day on coffee, lunch, and snacks.
Wow, that's a lot. I guess I don't think mine is that high because I pack my lunch.
I don't. Well, some days I'm probably right there. Other days I'm zero.
Yeah.
Wednesdays is a pretty hard day to spend zero.
Wednesdays is?
Yeah.
Oh, I know why.
Because, I mean, potato burritos are only $2 at Trader Joe's.
That makes sense.
It's really hard to say no to those.
That is. I wish you would have grabbed me one yesterday.
I forgot to go yesterday, so I ended up spending a buck more today.
Dang it.
I know. Yeah, over the course of a 47-year career, it would multiply out to $130,772.80.
Wow.
Yep. Bring your lunch, people.
It does help.
Oh, yeah. It'll help you out money-wise.
Yeah.
But
because I do that. I do every day. I bring a lunch.
But sometimes, like yesterday, I literally was not. I was moving constantly all day yesterday. I had a meeting right after I got off the air. Then I had another meeting over at the castle. And then I had to get about an hour and a half worth of work done in my office. And then I went to my remote yesterday. And after that, then I had to go to a slow pitch softball meeting.
Holy moly, you were busy.
Which was an incredibly useful spending of my time. I would also like to add. Sure glad I went. Almost forgot. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
There are people on Facebook who don't realize the difference between what's on your mind, or I should talk to a therapist about this.
926, Hot 104.7. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 940, 29 today and cloudy. It is 21 right now. I do have one last bone to pick with you.
Oh, goodness.
Whenever I was off...
Yeah?
And you were doing the show by yourself?
Yeah.
You would always say, Hot 104.7, it's Mel.
No, I wouldn't.
And blah, 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 blah.
I'd say Andy and Mel.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
The one time, because when I'm off, I never listen.
I never pay attention. Said Andy and Mel.
I don't even listen to the recordings because I don't want to hear what happened when I wasn't there. I'd just rather not know.
I always said Andy and Mel.
But one time I did flip by and you said, it's Mel. No mention of me being gone. Whenever you were gone, I always said Andy and Mel. I didn't always say that you were gone, but I would always say Andy and Mel.
You are wrong, sir.
Because you fought so hard with me over getting your name on the show that I at least respected it once the decision was made, the jingles were sung, I always said your name.
I always.
You did not reciprocate.
That's not true. I think that you, it must have been a weird slip up because that's not true. I would always say, Andy Amell, Andy's off. Just me this morning. That's what I would say.
Okay.
I swear.
I don't have any evidence to back this up other than my one time listening.
Making stuff up right
now.
I
did not make it up.
You are too.
I did not make that up. I actually heard that.
I don't think so. And if I did, I apologize because that's not what I did. And I'm sure all our 8 listeners could call in and tell you.
Well, I think we have a few more than that just by the number of tweets this morning.
We have gotten an amazing amount of tweets.
Probably 27.
Yeah, at least 27 now.
you're also picking a good day to be your last day.
I am.
Because we totally had a walk-off.
We did.
It's like the best
compliment.
Phone call and compliment we could ever hope to get. We got this from Rachel right after we did crappy karaoke this morning at about, it was somewhere around 7:45.
I just had to call and tell you guys, I'm 8 months pregnant right now, and I was driving to work listening to you guys' crappy karaoke. And I'm honestly going to tell my boss that y'all are the reason I'm late for work this morning. Because I peed my pants. I'm not even joking.
You did?
No!
Oh, she's 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that's
pregnant.
That's a valid excuse. Like, you cannot get in trouble. And if you do, I'll write you a note.
Okay.
Wow.
But I just wanted to say good luck to Mel, too.
Thank you.
I do love listening to you guys argue.
Thank you.
I do. But you guys seem to have, like, a really good relationship, too, and it just makes me laugh, and I'm sad you're leaving.
Thank you so much. It was really a tough decision. This is why I don't want to leave, because there's so many great listeners.
I still can't get over. We actually finally made someone pee their pants.
That's so awesome.
It's like a big career achievement.
It is.
Making me late for work.
Oh, screw getting a Marconi. We made Rachel pee her pants.
Woo! Yay! There should be an award for that.
There should be. Well, thank you for the call, Rachel.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so, that's, I almost want to quit, too.
It's the Pope's last day.
It's a good day to quit.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're going to make it your last day, and I found out, this is really good information for anybody that happens to be putting in their notice for, that you should always make your last day the last day of the pay period.
Mm-hmm.
Just so whatever the last day is, last day of the month of your pay period, that's when you should have your last day be, because otherwise you will get screwed.
Yeah.
This is like, that's my PSA for you.
Or you can, depending on how the insurance works.
Depends on how your insurance works.
Yeah,
but
because you would have had to pay full price.
Yeah.
Not the part that Town Square paid.
You would have to pay
the full boat.
Well, I would have paid my
half. For the whole
half,
month of March.
My half twice, and then Town Square's part. I would have ended up owing
twice.
The company money.
Because your last day was going to be March 8th.
Yeah.
But after we found this out, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, because I only had like 5 days on the payroll, so it wouldn't have been enough. It would have been bad.
Little tidbit for you there. Mel's last hero of the day next. Hang on.
The Hot Morning Show.
Could you quit again tomorrow? Because I got a bunch of new Twitter followers today.
You did?
Yeah.
All right.
That would help me.
Every time he's a hero.
Working class hero. Hero. I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. One last time, heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Back in July, 48-year-old Martin Tremblay was coaching a youth hockey in Vancouver, British Columbia. We don't know how he was teaching hockey fundamentals, but we do know that he was useless in teaching sportsmanship. Because after the game, when his team lost, as the other teams were doing the traditional post-game handshake line, Martin tripped a 13-year-old kid. The kid fell on the ice and fractured his wrist, breaking his fall. Martin was arrested for assault. His wife ended up leaving him, and his construction business fell apart because people stopped wanting to hire him. And this week, he was sentenced to 15 days in jail, which actually seems fairly minor compared to losing his wife, losing his job, and forever being known as the guy who tripped a kid at a peewee hockey game.
Wow.
Right? What a jerk face.
Yesterday morning, a woman robbed a grocery store in Florida. And the police have one major lead. She is completely toothless. During the robbery, she was even a little embarrassed and told the clerk, quote,
I forgot to put my tooth in today.
Oh my gosh.
Police are trying to track her down.
I forgot to put my heat in today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, so your last day for the first time ever, I'm going to let you have the last word.
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting that. I just want to thank you, Andy, and all the listeners, and it's been probably the best 3 years of my life, and I'm going to probably start crying right now. So, bye, and follow me on Twitter.
You're bored. Hot 1047.com.